Hello, welcome. I am so glad to be with you today. Wow. So yesterday I was forwarded a report, a new report. It was a it's an entrepreneurship report, and it was conducted by Drip from Lead Pages. Drip is the email automation is an email automation platform that Lead Pages has acquired. By the way, Drip originated right here in my hometown of Fresno, so it's pretty cool. So anyway, where's my manners? My name's Michelle Peterson. I am the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency. I am a direct response copywriter, marketing consultant, and coach. And I am happy to be here with you for Coffee Chat, where we talk about online marketing and success strategies. So getting back to my entrepreneurship report from Drip, it was really interesting some of the results that they uncovered. I mean, really interesting. So they asked entrepreneurs how they got, it was a big survey, right, that they conducted. And they asked, how do you get the majority of your new clients and customers? And what would you guess was the answer? Very, very interesting. So the options were, so this was a multiple choice. The options were word of mouth, online marketing, in-person or phone sales, offline advertising, a different channel, or not sure. Not sure why anybody would be not sure where their customers are coming from, but that was one of the options. So of those options, which do you think would be, and this was a pretty clear runaway landslide winner, which do you think it would have been? It was word of mouth. And like I say, it was by a clear margin. 49.8%, almost half of these entrepreneurs said that they get most of their customers, most of their new customers and clients through word of mouth, through referrals and word of mouth. In today's digital age, almost half of their new customers and clients are coming from good old-fashioned word of mouth. So, wow, right? Now, online marketing is in there. It's definitely in the mix. It's 17%. In case you were wondering, the in-person or phone sales accounted for 12.9%. Offline, 6.8% said that their new customers and clients are coming from offline ads. 1% said something else, a different channel. And this was another shocker to me. 12.5% said they weren't sure. So they're not tracking where their customers are coming from. So, well, you know, that is a big red flag for me, because you need to know where your customers are coming from so you know where to keep, you know, putting forth your effort. You need to know what's working, what to tweak, and everything like that. But that's a topic, a whole different topic for another coffee chat. But so 49.8% are getting referrals and word of mouth. That's where they're getting their business. Half of the entrepreneurs surveyed are getting their best or their new clients and customers through word of mouth. So that made me think, you know, so clearly word of mouth does still exist in online marketing, but how can we make them mesh, right? The old-fashioned referrals and word of mouth and the online marketing, which is clearly so powerful as well. Well, guys, we're on it right now, right? It's the social aspect. Here's another interesting thing. So in the survey, they also asked people to write in their favorite marketing tool or tactic. Now, this wasn't a multiple choice. This was they just write in. Again, that word of mouth is the clear winner. It was 8.6% people of the people wrote in word of mouth. But a very close second is Facebook. 6.7% wrote in that their favorite marketing tool or tactic was Facebook. And then 6.5% just wrote online marketing. So that would be online marketing in general. So if our favorites are word of mouth and Facebook, wouldn't it make sense that we should marry them together, right? And clearly social, I mean, if it, that is what social is made for. I got to give a shout out real quick. Hi, Jim. Jim Wright is live here with us, and he is also a copywriter and does a lot of things with social. So welcome. Glad that you're here, Jim. And anyway, so marrying this idea of word of mouth and online marketing, the perfect, you know, little child, if you will, would be social media. And clearly, while there's lots of other platforms around, you know, Facebook is the big one. You know, Facebook is the one that most people are on. It's the one that's getting the most traction. So let's talk about Facebook, right? So I think one of the biggest things that that Facebook allows people to do, especially when you're doing video, right? There's something about video that is real authentic. It allows you to be really authentic and allows you to be yourself. It allows people to get to know you. Well, okay, so the know, like, and trust factor. You know, people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And I think social is one of the best ways to increase your know, like, and trust factor. And really, isn't social all about word of mouth, right? What do people share on social? They share events. They share their opinions. They share, in my circle, we share recipes. We share photos that are inspiring. We share, you know, the memes that have inspiring quotes or funny quotes. So we're looking to be educated to a small degree. We're looking to be entertained. We're looking for stuff that we can share with other people to kind of show what we're all about, right? That, do you feel like that's what we're doing on social? We're looking to connect with people and finding those commonalities. And so really, if you're putting your business out there on social, if you're giving your audience the things that they need to be social with, you know, so if you're giving them valuable content that they can share with others that then shows other people, you know, their point of view, or it is like an extension of their opinions, then what are they doing? They're spreading word of mouth about you, right? They're talking about you, they're sharing your content, and so which means that you're getting in front of all of their circles, and then when their circles share, you get in front of theirs, and it's this big ripple effect, right? And that is word of mouth. It's word of mouth in the digital world. So social, it has to have a spot in your marketing plan. And the challenges are to figure out two things, really, I think. To figure out what kind of content to share, and then to know how to share it and put it out there most effectively, right? And that, I can't cover all of that in our you know, brief time here together on Coffee Chat. But so that it's fascinating, really, if you think about it, that, you know, this idea of word of mouth and referrals clearly has been around since forever, right? People always are going to trust what somebody they know tells them, a recommendation from somebody that they know, that you just trust that way more, right? That's why testimonials and reviews are so powerful, because it's somebody else saying something about your company and about you, and people trust that more than what you're saying about yourself, right? Even if you're the most eloquent speaker in the world, there's something about when somebody else says it. So it's the same thing when somebody sees, if you're using Facebook ads, for example, there's a difference from when somebody sees a Facebook ad versus when they see that same content that has been shared by somebody that they know. And don't get me wrong, Facebook ads are wonderful. There's so many good things about running Facebook ads. But the truth of the matter is that organic share is more powerful. It's going to mean more to the person seeing your content if it was shared organically by somebody that they know. Now, does that mean you shouldn't do Facebook ads? Absolutely not. I think you should do Facebook ads. But you need to create that content on social that is worthy. It's worthy of being shared by your audience. And So you got to be real purposeful about the content that you're putting out there. Put yourself in the mind of your audience, and think about what would inspire them to share your content, and then give them that, right? It is not so much about what you want to tell them as what they want to hear. Did you get that? So your message isn't so much about what you want to tell them. It's about what they want or need to hear in order to move along the path of becoming your client or customer, or remaining your client or customer. So I hope that's helped a little bit. I hope it's helped to change your mindset about social media, especially Facebook, since we're talking about Facebook, and the kind of content that you're putting out as a business person, right? Now, we're definitely talking about using social media for business here. We're not talking about what the kind of stuff that you put out personally. That I'm staying away from. Same way as I stayed away from political stuff. That's your own personal decision. But for business, be purposeful and keep your audience in mind when you're sharing on social media. Try to come up with the content that is entertaining or inspiring or something that, like I said before, that is an extension of their point of view that they will want to share with others, because the share is the social media word of mouth. And clearly, guys, if 49.8% of people are getting most of their business by word of mouth, then we need to combine that. We need to harness the power of that and get it online as well. So what do you think? How do you get most of your clients or new customers? And what's your favorite online marketing tool or tactic? I'd love to hear from you. Whether you are live with me or on the replay, leave me a comment. I'd love to see what you guys think. I know that this was the entrepreneurship report. And by the way, it was from Drip at Lead Pages. So, yes, it was valuable, but I'd really like to know. I'd like to dig a little deeper and see what you guys do. This was the general national survey, but what do you guys do? Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, if this has been valuable, if you have found this valuable, I would love you to share it. Spread that word of mouth about me. Share it with somebody that you think would be that it would be good for them to know. Somebody who may be struggling with their social media for their business, share it and see if it helps them. You'll be the hero. And remember to come back and join me for these coffee chats, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. I'm a California girl. And except for Thursday, because Thursday I go to my BNI meeting, which is a referral group, a referral networking group. So clearly word of mouth does work for me too. So join us for coffee chat. If you ever miss a coffee chat, I do put them up on my website, both the audio and the video. So if you ever miss coming live and you don't want to scroll through my page to find it, just go to the website. It's super easy. Exactly right, webcontent.com, with the right being W-R-I-T-E because I'm a writer. So exactly right, webcontent.com under the coffee chat tab. So easy to find. And you'll see, and if you've missed any of the prior episodes, go there too and get caught up. Guys, that's it for now. I hope this has been valuable. That is my goal. It is my goal to help you succeed. And if there's anything that I can do for you, please do reach out. I would love to work with you more personally. So until tomorrow, well, sorry, tomorrow's Thursday. Until next time, cheers to your success. Make it a great day. Bye for now.